On the line now is Gloucester Police Chief Leonard Campanello on behalf of the Police Assisted Addiction and Recovery Initiative. And Chief, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Rick. How are you?
Very, very well, sir. Chief, maybe before we talk about what's coming up this weekend, can you give us a quick overview on what's happening with the PARI program, also known as the Gloucester Angel program?
Yeah, sure, Rick. I'd like to touch on a little bit about the summer here in Gloucester, you know, and the events we had. Everything went off without a hitch, public safety-wise. We've had a really, really good summer. A lot of people came into the city and enjoyed the weather and the beaches and all the events that were held. And so from a public safety standpoint, we just wanted to thank, number one, the residents for bearing with some of the traffic issues that happened on the beach, and we're constantly working to deal with that, and also people who came and visited and helped out the businesses here in the city. It looks like it's been a great summer for everyone.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, Chief, because I did talk with Mike Hale and also the mayor, and it seems to me, as a resident anyway, that the traffic situation on weekends was much, much better this year than last.
Yeah, I think we had a couple of bad weekends, and then we got a system down where we were able to detour and kind of circumvent some of the issues, but we're constantly working on it. You know, they're not going to build any new bypass bridges over the city to get to the beaches. So we certainly appreciate the patience of the residents and their understanding that the dollars that come in on those cars are really helpful to the tax rate and helpful to the economy of the city.
Yeah, no Los Angeles clover leaves anytime soon, I'm guessing.
I hope not.
Chief, what about, again, very briefly, from the Fiesta? I know that retrospectively went across well, and then you, right on through the summer, 4th of July, and then you had the tremendous weekend last weekend with the Gloucester Schooner Festival, but businesses and everybody seemed to have had a really good time.
Yeah, everybody seems pretty pleased with this summer. Me, you know, I could have stood it 10 degrees cooler the whole summer, but you know, it's certainly great for a seaside community. So overall, from a public safety standpoint, we're very pleased.
All right, and from the anti-opioid problem, Chief, I mean, this thing is it continues. The public education continues, and there's a brand new PARI office in Gloucester. So maybe a little update on all of that.
Yeah, you know, what started out as our Gloucester initiative, which was never expected to be such a have such an impact nationwide, has really taken off to the point where luckily, you know, we formed very early this nonprofit, PARI, and they are taking a big burden off not only Gloucester Police, but myself personally in terms of coordinating efforts throughout the United States. The PARI office did open in right here in Gloucester, and it's going to be a business office with an executive director to handle the business of the organization, as well as some ongoing support systems for families and those suffering from addiction. And we'll continue to do the intakes at the police department and sometimes continuing on to that office as well. But police presence will be in both areas, and we're really looking forward to it.
How's the situation in Gloucester this year, Chief? Maybe from one year to the next. How is it? How do you look at it?
Yeah, you know, look, so there's a lot of ways to measure this. And I think that, you know, the problem is pervasive. It didn't start in a year, and it's not going to end in a year. But we've made some significant impacts. Our death rate from overdose in Gloucester is lower. That's a fact, by any measure. The state measures it in terms of any Gloucester resident that dies of an overdose anywhere in the state is counted as a Gloucester overdose death. We count it as if you're in the city of Gloucester and suffer an overdose death. That's how we count it. And by our standard, we had 5 overdose deaths in the first 5 months of 2015 before this program started, 5 confirmed. And so that was one a month. We were averaging one a month. When we started the program on June 1st of 2015 through today, which is a good 15 months or so later, we've had 2 confirmed in 15 months, in triple the time. You know, that in and of itself is pretty provocative. We have seen a reduction in crime from ancillary crimes related to addiction. We've certainly enjoyed trust building between the police and a demographic that didn't exist before. And probably most importantly, we are, you know, we are forcefully trying to change and end the stigma around what is, in fact, a disease and how we can better manage the healthcare systems to provide for that. Disease.
Yeah, that's good news, and I know that two is still two too many from your perspective and from the cities as well, but that is that's very, very impressive. Chief, now what's coming up this weekend? Looks like a really fun fundraiser.
Yeah, we had been, you know, we had been approached a couple different times by some of the great, you know, the great singer-songwriters that we have. I mean, I think we're really, really blessed on the North Shore, and particularly in Gloucester, to have such great people like Willie Alexander and Marina Evans and Fly Amiro and Alan Estes, and they all pitched in and said they wanted to do a concert and in as a fundraiser for Parry, and the Shea Lin Lou was picked as the venue, which of course, you know, is probably one of the most beautiful on the North Shore, and we've been selling tickets to both the reception and the concert. The reception starts at 6:30 this Saturday, September 10th. It's hosted by Tono, which is Gloucester's newest restaurant, run by Anthony Catarano, who also runs Prezza in the North End, which is just fabulous. And the food up there in Tono on Main Street is fantastic as well. And then the concert will be a singer-songwriter, where all four performing artists will be on stage at the same time. We have a very special guest opening up, Quentin Cullowort, who is sensational, and that's a surprise of the evening, because I don't want to give away too much with him, but I think you're going to be reading about him in 10 years. And so we'll have a little surprises along the way, and it's going to be a great time for everyone.
All right, and you're oiling up the pipes too, I understand.
Yeah, the comedy portion of the evening will be by me on the keyboard for a request that is very heartfelt from someone who was involved in the program.
Very good.
And I agreed to do one quick number.
Very good. That's very, very cool. Now, Chief, what's the best way for citizens and people interested in this event to get a hold of tickets and for more information?
Rockportmusic.org. is the Shea Lin Lou's website, and you can purchase tickets there. You can also call the Parry office, which is 1-888-889-PARRY-9, P-A-A-R-I, come in and see me, or, call the box office at the Shea Lin Lou. I don't have the number off the top of my head, but there are still a few good tickets available, and it's all to a great cause, the delicious food, and a great night out to end the summer.
Absolutely, and we'll link to all that. We'll have it right up on the website. Okay, Chief, anything else you want to mention?
Just my continued thanks. It's a pleasure to be here in Gloucester and to continue to find new ways to connect with the community and do the things that they want their police department to do.
Sounds great, Chief. Thank you so much, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Chief. That is Chief Leonard Campanello of the Gloucester Police Department, of course, one of the co-founders of PARRY, the, let me see if I can get this right now, Police Assisted Addiction Recovery Initiative. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.